From NPR News in Washington, I'm Nora Rahm. Walter Cronkite died last night from cerebral vascular disease at his home in Manhattan. He was 92. Cronkite was the face of the CBS Evening News from 1962 until his retirement in 1981.
This is my last broadcast as the anchorman of the CBS Evening News. For me, it's a moment for which I long have planned, but which nevertheless comes with some sadness. For almost two decades, after all, we've been meeting like this in the evenings, and I'll miss that.
Arizona State University in Tempe named its journalism school after Cronkite several years ago. Students and faculty are mourning his death. From member station KJZZ in Phoenix, Mark Moran reports.
Walter Cronkite was known as the most trusted man in America for his coverage of such high-profile stories as the assassinations of President John F. Kennedy and Martin Luther King Jr. He also anchored coverage of the first moonwalk, which will mark its 40th anniversary on Monday. Cronkite was the first person to be called an anchor man, primarily because of his steady presence on the camera, even during difficult stories. At Arizona State University, which named its journalism school after Cronkite, officials reacted with sadness at his passing and expressed admiration for the qualities that led them to use his name for the school, such qualities as accuracy, timeliness, and fairness. Cronkite last spoke at Arizona State in 2005. For NPR News, I'm Mark Moran in Phoenix.
President Obama today urged Congress to pass legislation to overhaul the nation's health care system. He said the nation might not have the opportunity again for generations. In his weekly address, the president said the U.S. can't cling to health industry practices that are bankrupting families and undermining American businesses. Senator John Kyle of Arizona delivered the Republican address. He said the president and the Democrats are trying to rush the plan through because the more Americans know about it, the more they oppose it. He said something this important needs to be done right rather than quickly. The state's budget problems will be the focus of discussions this weekend at the National Governors Association annual meeting in Mississippi. NPR's Debbie Elliott has more.
Budget crises are so bad in some states that only about half of the nation's governors are expected to attend the gathering on the Mississippi Gulf Coast. Even the chairman of the National Governors Association, Democrat Edward Rendell of Pennsylvania, won't be there, nor will California Republican Arnold Schwarzenegger. The economy, health care, energy, and transportation are on the agenda. On Sunday, Secretary of Homeland Security Janet Napolitano will address the group. Other notable governors not expected to be in Biloxi for the meeting include Republican Sarah Palin of Alaska, Bobby Jindal of Louisiana, and South Carolina's Mark Sanford. Aides say he is on a private trip with his wife. Debbie Elliott, NPR News.
This is NPR News from Washington. California lawmakers report progress in efforts to close a $26 billion budget deficit. They met privately yesterday with Governor Schwarzenegger. They say a deal could be reached as soon as tomorrow night when negotiations are to resume. California has been issuing IOUs instead of paying thousands of vendors, and state employees have to take 3 days off each month without pay. The top Republican on the House Intelligence Committee is criticizing his Democratic colleagues for launching an investigation that, he says, is little more than partisan political theater. The panel announced yesterday that it will look into a controversial CIA counterterrorism program. NPR's Mary Louise Kelly reports.
The CIA has come under criticism for waiting years to tell Congress about the now-canceled program to kill al-Qaeda leaders. Texas Democrat Sylvester Reyes, who chairs the House Intelligence Committee, says he plans to investigate, quote, possible executive branch violations of federal law. That's a reference to reports that former Vice President Dick Cheney may have ordered CIA officials to keep quiet. Congressman Pete Hoekstra says he and other Republicans do support a fair and thorough investigation into whether the CIA broke the law. But Hoekstra says the facts do not support the accusation that federal law was violated. And he adds Democrats are continuing, quote, the politicization of important intelligence matters. Mary Louise Kelly, NPR News, Washington.
Two astronauts will conduct a spacewalk today to attach a platform to the International Space Station. It will be the first of five spacewalks while the space shuttle Endeavour is docked to the orbiting outpost. I'm Nora Rahm, NPR News in Washington.